It's time now for Weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
We really can't stay.
Ladies, it's cold outside.
We've gotta go away.
Ladies, it's cold outside.
This evening has been,
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
Well, the big snows are over. It's not freezing anymore, but it's still pretty cold out there, and that's not ending anytime soon. In fact, our weather expert thinks we're going to keep breaking cold weather records. But will we get more snow? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and we're going to get a debrief on the snowstorms of the past week. How unusual were they, and how well were they forecast? First, let's take a look at the forecast ahead. Cliff?
Well, Bellamy, we have a pretty benign forecast the next few days. This weekend's going to be a nice break. Today, temperatures will get up into the lower 40s. There's some showers floating around, particularly in the southern part of the state. But those, you know, won't be serious, so it'll be partly cloudy for most people and not that much rain. Nice day today. Saturday, a few showers will be left over, particularly in the morning. Temperatures getting up maybe 41, that kind of order. Some more snow showers in the mountains, but nothing serious. And Sunday's the best day. It looks like that'll be partly cloudy to even sunny. Temperatures getting up 43, 44 here in the lowlands. So actually, you know, we're going to have a huge break. But looking at the models for the next week, it really appears that cold air is going to start pushing back in, especially Sunday into Monday. It's going to get colder aloft, so we're going to slide back into cooler air, temperatures probably not getting much above the upper 30s, and we're going to be locked in this cool air at least through the end of the week. We're much, much cooler than normal. We should be getting up to around 50 now. We've been having days that have been 10 degrees, even more below normal. It's really been a cold period, and it looks like it'll be cool through the end of the month.
But what about snow? Do you think we're going to get more of the white stuff?
Well, I hate to say it, but the models show there's potential. But at this point, it's very, very uncertain. We run ensembles of forecast models that give us a little bit different solutions. Some of them are suggesting the potential for some light snow on Wednesday, another one next weekend. But it's so far out that I really have very little confidence. So at this point, I'm sure that we're going to have a cool period there next week. There will be the potential for the snow level coming down, but I wouldn't call any snowstorm at this point. And let's face it, this is getting into February. Once you get past the third week of February, the chance of real snow here in the lowlands really drops. The sun's getting very much stronger, the days are getting longer, and the chances of snow really decline.
Oh, well, I'll be watching to see what happens. But how unusual has this snowy period been? It feels really unusual to me.
It is. People will be talking to their grandchildren about this. They won't believe the winter of 2019. First, we start off with SeaTac having the snowiest February in record. We have that record. It's over 20 inches of snow. So we broke that record, which was about 14 inches. That's a big record. And a number of other locations also broke their February snow record. Then this week on Tuesday, Snoqualmie Pass broke their all-time record snowfall in one day. They had 31.4 inches, and that broke the all-time record, so that's a good record. And then we may break a very big record, and that's having the coolest February in SeaTac history. Now, of course, we're only halfway through, but if you know what we've done so far in terms of temperature and you add what the forecasts have, we could very well have the coldest February in record. We're certainly going to be in the top five Februarys. So this is an extremely cold month. It's very, very unusual. And that SeaTac record goes all the way back to the late 1940s. So that's a pretty substantial record.
Wow. Overall, how do you think that the forecasting worked out? Did the experts do a good job of predicting what was going to happen?
Well, I think the forecast quality was extraordinary. I mean, I'm not just saying this is to pat myself or the meteorologist on the back, but this really shows an advance in technology. Our forecast models were right on for most of these snowstorms. We got the general amounts, the range of snow, the onset of snow. Some of these events we got within an hour. I couldn't believe it. So in general, the quality was very good. I just think that the forecasting of snow has changed so radically in the last 20 years. If you went back in the 1990s and 1980s, we got these events completely wrong. I mean, so we missed some entirely. And this one, we got most of the snow events, we got the range of snow correctly, and even the onset time. So it just shows you how much the technology has improved.
No more jokes about the weather, people, right?
I hope not. And I think it's going to get even better. You know, we're working on these ensemble systems, multiple models being run that enable us to get probabilities. And I think you'll see even that developing the next few years. So I have a lot of hope for snow forecasting around here. It's the hardest problem that meteorologists do. We have to get the precipitation right, the temperature right, the atmospheric structure right. It's very difficult, and we're making tremendous advances.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.